I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Stee here. Just before I recorded this intro, I sat down with goals Neil Jones to talk about Liverpool's reported interest in Atalanta's ton Koop Meyers. So yeah, check out what Neil had to say about that one.
The longer it goes on the season, the more I just think, well, why wouldn't you really? You know, it might not be the difference between sixth and fourth, but it'll definitely give you a better chance.
Yeah, absolutely. Go and check out Neil's piece, by the way, over there. Go and check his Twitter account at Neil Jones Goal, and you'll be able to find it over there. Moving on then, the next one is Koop Meyers. It's Tion. Okay, yeah, I struggle with the first name, which is mad because it's four letters. But anyway, the second one I've kind of half got. But the guys from the Anfield are reporting this from elsewhere, but it's essentially Liverpool holding interest in Koop Meyers. The Italian club sporting director insists there's nothing concrete. Yeah, I'll just scroll down a little bit there. He says, for Koop Meyers, there's nothing concrete with Liverpool. Their interest pleases us, but he is our player. That's Tony D'Amico. He told Sky Italia ahead of their clash with Bologna on Monday night. So the talk about that is obviously there might be something in it, or he's suggesting there might be something in it again. But the welcome the interest one is another one where it's like, yeah, well, if you want him, he's there and you have to pay for him a bit as well, because I'm guessing Atalanta aren't one of those teams who are just going to stand and play his way. But again, it's another one that on the surface it could make sense. There's a lot going for him. I know I'm going to incorporate a club legend question from R. Kumar, who says, how much truth is in this rumour? But is there anything that you've heard?
Yeah, I think he's a name on a list, though. I think it's definitely, you know, I think if you look, probably a more general point, and there's a few players that have been linked with Liverpool, well, a lot of players have been linked with Liverpool, who it would represent a move away from where they've been. And, you know, I think, you know, if you're looking at 18, 19-year-old sort of unknown midfielders, That would be a leap for Liverpool to start doing that for good money, but if you look at who the players they've bought, you know, for the first team over the last 5 years, you know, Jota, Canate, Fabinho, Keita, Mane, Salah, Diaz, Nunes, Gakpo, they've all been sort of 21 to 25, 150-200 games. Usually European experience, usually international experience, or some kind of, you know, in that kind of thing. Usually from a club below Liverpool's standing, you know, maybe a Europa League club or an occasional Champions League club, and they've all had a sort of a profile where you'd say, yeah, they've got physicality as well as talent. So, turncoat miners. Yeah, I'd say he probably fits that bill. I mean, he actually scored in the game on Monday night. I don't know if you saw it. It was a pretty...
I think everyone saw it.
Thomas Hitzlsperger sort of hammer from outside the box. So in that sense, he fits the bill. You know, you've got his stats up there. How many games he played in his career?
Yeah, 230.
There you go. So that's a lot of, you know, he's 24, I think he is. So you've got a lot of data there to sort of say, well, yeah, okay. His availability would be, I would imagine, would be probably top of the list in terms of, for any potential new signer, right, what's he like? Is he available? Does he play a lot of games? So he does tick boxes. Atalanta players, a very high-intensity system. Liverpool played against Atalanta, obviously seen them. They've done wonders in Italy over the last few years with Gasperini and some of the players that have come out of there and emerged as, you know, real top players, played in the Champions League, got through to the last eight, I think, of the Champions League in the pandemic season. So there's a lot of boxes there, but there's a lot of boxes for a lot of players as well. You know, we've spoke about Mateus Nunes, we've spoken about Conrad Lima, we could speak about Bellingham, obviously Enzo Fernandez has been linked. I don't think that'll happen, but you've got Caicedo, we've got Alexis McAllister. You know, there's so many midfielders about that you'd say, okay, yeah. And it's just whether Liverpool, which one Liverpool pick the sort of the gamble on, really. You know, Nunes seems like one that looks like there's a bit more in it than it, there is.
Yeah,
I'm
giving one of the biggest bear hugs I've ever seen at a full time.
That's usually a telltale sign. I always remember Jürgen used to. I would be amazed if it doesn't emerge. This is a complete aside. After Jürgen's left Liverpool and long into that he made big moves to get Harry Kane, because every single time Liverpool play Tottenham, Harry Kane gets an absolute welcome.
Son as well. He seems like Son.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, you're right. I did notice that Jürgen sort of made a beeline for him. And yeah. So I would say that Coop Miners is maybe one that's on a list in case blah, blah, blah doesn't happen, as opposed to Coop Miners is the one.
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, one thing he does do is mad, because I know he plays in like a two-man midfield, but he scores goals. Liverpool haven't really got a goal scoring midfielder at the moment, if you look at all of them, Fabinho, Henderson, Thiago, even Harvey Elliott, they don't really score that many goals. Like, looking at Coop Miners, he scored 16 in 1920, 17 in 2021, that was in Holland. He's got four last year, he's got five already this season. Like, that is something that they are missing. I mean, like you say, they're missing, they might not be, because scoring goals isn't that big of a problem, but it is a different, it is something that they haven't got really.
I know Elliot's there, but he's I think 6'1", I think. He's a tall, left-footed midfielder, you know, so there's a bit of balance there. He's played a couple of different positions. I covered Holland in the World Cup, in their games, and he was in and out of the side. I think he was on the pitch in the quarterfinal by the end against Argentina, but he didn't, I wouldn't say he sort of stood out. I think, as I've said a few times about Gakpo, it was hard to stand out in a Holland team, really. And, you know, you were doing a lot of the ugly work as opposed to the sort of shining on the ball. But yeah, you know, he's in around that Dutch setup, so he'll have a couple of potential phone numbers that he can call.
Agent Virgil again, get back to
Cody, Agent Cody. But that's a film, isn't it? So there are strings you can pull up, but I wouldn't say that he's sort of, from what I can gather, I wouldn't say he's at the top of Liverpool's list. But yeah, he's certainly a player that if he's doing what he's doing at Atalanta, he's doing what he's doing for Holland, then he's going to be in Liverpool's hitting zone.
And it looks like it's a player you can get out of a team as well. Because that's the thing with January, it's easy. Like you mentioned there, Juventus, well, why would they sell Rabiot if they're in a title race? It looked like Atalanta are a team, again, the director pretty much says as much, we welcome the interest. It's a team who you know you'll be able to get a player out of.
Yeah, I mean, they look like they're going to fall out of the Champions League qualification as well. I think they're sixth or seventh in Serie A. You know, they've had a good run at it. I mean, don't rule them out, obviously, but it might be one of them that, you know, in the summer, it is a bit of a refresh or that kind of thing. But at the moment, I think it's a wait and see with Liverpool on players like that.
Hey guys, thanks very much for tuning in. If you want to watch the entire Journo Inside show, not just this one, but every one we do each and every week with Neil, do check out redmenplus.com. The show is available both in video and podcast forms for you. So yeah, you can watch it, you can listen to it on the go, and you can keep up to date with everything that's happening with Liverpool, with Neil Jones, with me, and with Journo Insights on Redmen Plus.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum. Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.